T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Randy Fichtner discussing the run game before Steelers practice today. Thinks they need to find ways to get Derek Watt involved. That's your headline. Brought to you by Senderovich, Senderovich and Fishman. Injured at work, call Senderovich, Senderovich and Fishman. Cook and Joe on Wednesdays talk about Starkey's Card of the Week. It's from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Go to 93.7thefan.com's contesting page for more. Jeff Hathorn was at Steelers practice. Yeah, what did you make of the way Coach Randy talked about the run game today, Jeff?
You know, the first question he had about it was, can the pass serve as the run game? Can those short passes essentially be the run game in a four-minute offense? And he said yes, but then I thought it was interesting comments about Derek Watt, because I thought he might just say, well, you know, we'll see. But I think he was giving us a peek into what they were going to do this week, and I do believe that Watt's going to play a lot bigger part in it. I mean, he played a pretty good part in his time with the Chargers. They've been waiting for that for not just this year, but last year, because Nick hardly played last year. So he said he's anxious to get what he calls the tens formation in there to be able to not just have the threat of running the ball, but maybe wear down the defenses a little bit, so when the faster guys get in there, they're just a little bit faster because of that wear and tear.
Derek hadn't been, I guess, available enough to really get into that situation. You know, mistake two and a half years ago, I know it was the 18 season, we went in and we wanted to play out of what we call our tens package. When we were going to get in tens, we were going to be run heavy, but have ability to throw the football and look for chunks. We were going to play with bigger people, allow to rest the smaller people. So when they have to go out on the field, they're a little bit of rest time, and bam, now they're hitting it. And we felt like we were successful in that package. It didn't materialize last year because Rosie was always hurt, went on an IR. Went out and got Derek. We were all excited about it. Then COVID comes, we get no offseason, and Derek had some offseason cleanup things, and so he had a limited amount of camp. That probably put him behind the eight ball a little bit, maybe a little bit with us, but he's ahead of it now. It's time to figure out how to use him the best. What can we get out of it? It's got to be a part of our football moving forward, because it can help. If nothing else, it will help in potentially the run game. It'll help in the play action game.
Jeff, I am forced to ask at this point, do you think if what you perceive as Randy Fichtner maybe tipping their hand a little bit for Jacksonville, that they are going to try to run it a little more, if that is something that comes to fruition, if you're right in that assessment, you think they should be trying to do that, working on their running game? Because I want them to win, and if that takes 45 throws, so be it.
Right. So here's what I believe, and from what I've seen from teams in the past, if the Steelers go in with the mindset of we're going to work on a run game, they will lose in Jacksonville. They will lose in Jacksonville if that's their mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they go in wanting to win the game and, oh, part of our game plan, we want to get the rush going, but knowing that if it doesn't get going early, we can scrap it and we'll have Ben, and then maybe at the end we can work on it some more if they're able to get a lead. You know, I find that teams that go in that are favorites, that are just trying to work on things, get so ahead of themselves that that's when they get caught by underdogs. They start getting a little confidence, and then I think teams that are better maybe lose a little bit, or they get not panicky, but they've been working towards this all week, and now all of a sudden it's not working, and it becomes an issue for teams. So Yeah, I think everybody wants him to improve that run game, but if that's the sole mindset going in, they're going to be in trouble.
And I couldn't agree with that more. What I would like to know, and I don't think he would never answer this in you know this kind of Q&A, very open public setting. When you put Watt on the field, and it's not just the end of the game, and you're trying to just run out the clock, and everybody in the stadium knows it's a run play. In situations outside of that, when you put Derek Watt on the field, please tell me which Steelers player comes off of it. Who? Seriously, Juju, so, Chase Claypool, Eric Ebron?
I really think because of the blocking that Juju and Claypool and even Washington can do, I think it's Ebron that comes off the field in those situations. I do. And you probably have Vance in those situations, so you're going to lose one of those receivers as well. But I think Watt, and, you know, we all look back tonight to 2016 with Matt Canada and George Aston and the 10 touchdowns with Pitt, and you think, wow, there's something in there. Like, they found something with the tight end. I don't know if you can do that to the same extent at this level, but I would think that if the times Watt's in there, you're going to see not a big percentage, but you'll see a percentage of play action in those situations trying to catch the defense off, and I think Watt has the ability to catch the football. So it wouldn't just be – I think they might throw that situation, and you might be surprised how many times they throw it off that.
I just – I don't know, Jeff. I guess – I know we're not spinning our wheels here, but it's just so hard for me to envision the offense being a, you know, net better with Derek Watt on the field and any of the guys you just mentioned, even Ebron, who's pretty one-dimensional off of it. Like, even on – I know it's like Ebron, for the bigger picture here, but still –
Although, Chris, I think Ebron's been a better blocking, at least that I anticipated.
Yeah, I would agree. He's been competent.
Right. I didn't have high expectations of him in that, and I think there are times he's actually had a couple of decent blocks that have sprung big plays. I was interested yesterday, you guys were speaking with Zach Banner, and Banner said about James Washington and his blocking ability. I knew the guy could block.
Yeah, that stood out to me,
Banner
too.
Really. Yeah, that really drew some praise about how he's able to do that. And but again, going back to Watt, I think Watt can be a factor in them getting the run game going. And I think because he's versatile enough, they don't just have to run it when he goes into the game.
Jeff, other than Derek Watt and the run game and Randy Feuchner's hairdo, what was the biggest thing to come out of the Steelers today, in your opinion?
Mike Hilton practiced full again. And the way that Keith Butler talked about him before practice was as a coordinator that was getting his guy back, that he was describing him as a big part of the game plan, which, to be fair, he wasn't asked directly about, but he was very confident. He sounded like a coach that was going to get his toy back. And I do think Mike Hilton went full again in practice today, and I think you're going to see Hilton out there for the first time since, what, the Browns game on Sunday.
For more on the Steelers and Jeff Hathorn's reporting on the Steelers, go to our website, 937thefan.com, right now. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.